our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, my people. Hope all is well with you. Crazy weekend, Tom. Kicking it with the Maryland Black Caucus in Annapolis, Maryland tomorrow. And then in Winston-Salem on Sunday, I'm speaking at Union Baptist Church Yeah, Union Baptist. So looking forward to being in Winston-Salem on Sunday. All kind of craziness happening with the Republican Party, folks. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. They're trying to figure out what happened, losing to President Barack Obama. Mitt Romney makes these crazy comments about gifts to minorities. So can the GOP really appeal to minorities? Can they change? We turn to former RNC chairman Michael Steele to break it down for us. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Good morning. Good to be with you.
All right, Michael. So Mitt Romney says President Obama is Santa Claus passing out all these gifts to minorities, right? Young people and women. Well, what the hell is wrong, Mitt Romney? Can't you just take a loss and suck it up?
It's post-election distress, and that's basically where that's coming from. Look, the candidate at this stage needed to just sort of fade into that great sunset and let those who, you know, executed the policy and the programming and the campaign talk about what they did. I just think it's a little bit much, and it really is a distraction, because right now you have the governors, the Republican Governors Association under the new leadership of Governor Jindal. You've got the leadership in the Congress, trying to move to a position to negotiate with the president on the bigger issues that are now pressing. So this really became a distraction point for the GOP this week. And now, instead of talking about what governors are doing around the country and how right. we're going to move forward and what our leadership is doing on the Hill, we're talking about Christmas gifts.
But here's another example that I think is a problem for the GOP. In Maine, head of the Maine Republican Party, he basically says, oh, my God, Negroes were voting, and we said, where did they come from?
I mean, we don't even know any.
There were hundreds of them. Where did they come from? And he wants to launch an investigation.
That is part of our problem as a party, and it is a sad reality that you would have a chairman in 2013, essentially 2012, 2013, say, we don't even know any black people. Where did they come from? And they came in buses, and so there must be something wrong. And as I thought about what he said, I said, well, let me think about this. So if the Democrats are going to try to, you know, throw the election in Maine in their direction, a state that Republicans haven't won in over 20 years, but be that as it may, you know, they're going to send a busload of black people to a state where there are no black people and act like they're going to blend in. I mean, it makes no sense.
That's your party.
That's loopy.
You were the head of the party.
I'm not going to go there and say that's my party. That is. Someone or a mindset within the party that's not predominant.
That's a big mindset.
That's a big mindset, Michael Steele.
It's a big mindset, but look, I mean, that's not my mindset. So you're saying that's my mindset?
No.
I'm in the party.
No.
I mean, so this is my point. I mean, you cannot paint, and, you know, my frustration often is people take something like that and they just paint with a broad brush and say, well, that's, you know, that's Joe Scarborough. That's Michael Steele. That's the Republican Party. No, it's not. It is the lunacy of one individual in the party talking about his local party, but it does translate. I'm not going to give you this. It does translate across the spectrum of the party where,
right.
you know, point after point after point, people begin to see a narrative, and it begins to paint a picture mm-hmm. of all of us that is not right. And that's
I got to ask you, Mike.
Step up. Go ahead.
I got to ask you, Mike. Are they going to listen, though, to brothers like you, Colin Powell, Elroy Siller, J.C. Watts?
No.
I got to get this out. I got to get this out.
the answer is no. At
the Republican National Convention, Mike, and we talked about it, they wouldn't even give you credentials.
You know, you ought to switch, Michael Steele. You really ought to switch. I, w- wouldn't let a dog be like that. No.
So Mike,
I bet when you got behind, I bet when you got in that booth and pulled that curtain, you voted for Obama, didn't you? I bet you did.
One never knows.
So, Mike, if they're not going to listen to guys like you or J.C. Watts or Elwood Saylor, Colin Powell, they're not going to listen to anybody.
No.
Well, there's some truth to that. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and deny that. But you know what? Sometimes, you know, you got to hit the bottom. You got to get to the point where you have no place to turn but back to guys like myself and JC, who've been saying, look, this is the path forward. And I think with 50,000 Hispanics turning 18 years old every month, African-American political power, not only getting stronger but organizing better, the new reality is just two cycles away. And the GOP, if they don't pay attention to me and others and look at the demographic shift, well, guess what? Turn the lights out, folks. It's been a nice life.
Folks, wow. We have more of Michael Steele on TV One's Washington Watch on Sunday, 11 a.m., along with Congressman Charlie Rangel. Mike, we appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
All right, now. Take care.
Good luck.